And as usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The move to elevate First Lady Grace Mugabe to head the powerful ZANU-PF Women's League is gathering steam as the party's organs are throwing their weight behind the candidacy.
There is really nothing untoward or out of context regarding the entire thing. Women have their own rights. How they do it, it's up to them.
President Barack Obama and U.S. State Secretary John Kerry praised two young Zimbabwean leaders for doing wonderful community work.
I was thrilled, I was so excited, I couldn't believe it was really me. So to me, it shows how determined I was about this program, because it wasn't easy. You really needed to be committed to get to Harare, that's the capital. And Binga and Harare is about 900 kilometers.
And MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai is expected to meet British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond in his first major foreign engagement after last year's disputed elections.
The move to elevate First Lady Grace Mugabe to head the powerful ZANU-PF Women's League is gathering steam as the party's organs are throwing their weight behind her candidacy. Matabeleland North and South provinces and youth chairpersons of the party have endorsed the proposal. The Women's League last week recommended her appointment to the position of Secretary for the Women's League. Party insiders say the move has divided the party, with some backing her and others worrying it might cause further friction in a party being torn apart by serious factionalism, which has seen senior officials trading barbs in public. The party is said to be divided into two factions, one led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru and the other by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. But the two have denied they are factional leaders. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the Women's League is within its rights, but adds that the party's supreme decision-making body, the Politburo, will have the final say.
There is really nothing untoward or out of context regarding the entire thing. They women have their own rights. How they do it, it's up to them.
But the Politburo recently came up with some rules that might rule out Amaia Mugabe. Are you going to bend the rules?
What are you talking about? There is nothing like that. It's a Women's League issue. And when we come to making decisions, we will be advised accordingly.
So it's something that is subject to further discussion?
Well, the Women's League makes certain resolutions, recommendations to the Politburo, to Congress. They will be having their meetings, conferences, and so on. They will discuss those things. And in the end, it is the Politburo and finally the Congress which decides on what happens. So we really don't have to spend a lot of our time speculating as to what is going on. There is really nothing untoward. The Women's League, the Youth League, they make resolutions and so on.
And lastly, there are also some who are already speculating that this might actually cause further friction within ZANU-PF. Some analysts who are saying maybe this was meant to counter the ascendance of Amaia Mujuru. Any merit to this?
There's no merit whatsoever. ZANU is very stable. ZANU has rules and regulations for ensuring that the party follows the procedures. We have mechanisms of dealing with issues of this nature. So there is really nothing, as far as I'm concerned, Blessing, to worry ourselves about it.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu in London.